We welcome in the mayor of the great city of Milbank, South Dakota, Mayor Pat Rafferty on line one. Mayor, it's always good to have you on the program. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
What do you know for a Tuesday? How are you going? You out and about? I noticed you're calling on the old cell phone. Are you doing important mayoral business today?
Well, I've got some mayor stuff to do. I got a meeting, economic development meeting around noon, but, I'm unemployed. I guess for the first time in 50 years, I retired, so I'm unemployed. So I don't really have a whole lot of other stuff going on but city business, which is really pretty nice.
So how long did you work at Dakota Granite?
I was there for 45 years.
Wow. So what was the decision to retire? I mean, I'm always interested in when people retire, when they think it's right for them, and because it differs from person to person on when they think they should retire.
Yeah, it was a couple of things that I guess the number one priority for my wife and I is we'd like to do a little traveling and things while we're still able, but. I guess what I would say is that everybody, you know, that you talk to says, well, it felt like it's time. And that's what I would say. It just, you know, it felt like it was time to step away and let the young guys run with things and maybe slow down, the pace of life a little bit and just travel. So we're really looking forward to that. It was nice. I had a great career. I couldn't ask for a better company, a better fit for me personally for that length of time and really enjoyed it. I've met a ton of great people and that was the hard part, leaving behind the relationships and the work that you know and have done for a long time. But we're really excited about this. I get up quite early and go out to Unity in the morning and come home and make some breakfast and for my wife and I and set out upon the day. So it's been good for here about a month now, I guess 3 weeks a month. So it's kind of different.
I was going to say, plenty of time to do those hobbies that you've probably gotten too busy to do as much as you wanted to in the years past.
Yeah, I need to get a couple more. I need to get a couple more things to take care of some of my time, but there's always something, you know, that needs doing, and so it's good. It's all good.
Gotcha. So we'll just kind of save our questions till the end, if that's okay.
Yep, that'd be perfect. Milbank City Council met last night in our regular monthly session. One of the first heads we have is an employee and a resident highlights, and we had three employee call-outs last night. Jess Hansen from Unity Health and Fitness does our marketing there, doing a fabulous job. Tim Stengel, who is the caretaker for the Hollins Grist Mill out on the east side of town, does super maintaining and operating that. And then Kyle Schwant, who is on our fire department, and Kyle is our fix-it guy up there. Everybody that you talk to is just amazed at his focus and what he does. Our fire administrator, Kevin Schulke, had called him out on some work that he had done here in the last month on some outriggers on the equipment. Kevin had said, I need to talk to Kyle and get this done. And so you talked to him. Kyle said, already got it. It's already done. So those are the kind of people that we like to recognize that do great things for the community and keep us moving forward. And then I had some work anniversaries. Steve Pendergrass, our city administrator, has been with us for a year now. Scott Riddy out of the street department a year. Randy Folk, our rubble site attendant, has been on staff for 4 years. Ryan Bakerberg, police officer, has been with us a year, and he is a certified DARE instructor and has just had a fifth grade DARE graduation this last Friday at St. Lawrence. Katie Polcher is a fitness instructor, been with us for 3 years, and Judy Frink is a fitness instructor, been with us 3 years as well. So thank you to all those employees, all of our employees, for doing the great job that they do. During our public comment section, the council heard from a resident about the water discoloration we've been experiencing here. That's been a long time, over a year since we had our large tank done. In some areas of town, it hasn't cleared up. Our staff has been working hard, working on solutions to the problem. We're going to introduce a new chemical here later this month that will is projected to help. There's some other flushing and things that they've been doing, but we are working diligently to get the water cleared up, and the quality and the quality of the water is good. The color is not acceptable, so we need to get that squared away, and staff's working real hard on that. We had Mark Junker from Banner Associates at our meeting last night. He is their bridge inspector. There are two bridges within the city limits, the one on the west side of town, West Melbank Avenue, as you go out to United Do It Best Hardware, and then the one that goes down to the fairgrounds addition at the end of Main Street. And this is every other year inspection, and we've gotten Mark's report 2 years ago. Not much changed. The bridges were both rated in poor condition. There are 50-year life expectancy on the bridges, and one of them is at 45, and the other one is, I believe, at 37. So they're reaching end of life. Both still safe, but there's some support. The pilasters or balusters underneath them that need to be addressed. And the next steps for the city, we'll have a hydraulic study done on the water flow, and then we'll apply for some grant money and then get those, both of those bridges replaced. It's about a 3-year project to get that done, but there are no concerns right now as far as operational use of the bridges. They're both fine that way. It's just that the support structures need to be addressed, and we're going to get to work on that. Our consent agenda, we had a claims list last night of $792,000. Wrote off a couple of uncollectible invoices for rescue calls. Accepted the 2023 audit completed by Bailey, and then we approved a hire for the skate rink staff. Our action items. We had a public hearing for leasing cropland at the Melbank Airport, and we approved two bids for those. We accepted a bid for the grounds maintenance, our mowing contract. Hired a new full-time police officer, Dylan Veen. That was effective immediately. Approved reserve officer applications, Derek Athey, Amy Siss, David Frericks, Alan Szymanski, Wade Frosch, and Joseph Weber. Approved an easement for Otter Tail Power for an electrical line along 12th Avenue. Passed the second reading of Ordinance 855 pertaining to alcoholic beverages. Ordinance 856, the 2024 supplemental, passed the second reading. And Ordinance 857, which is 2025 appropriations, passed the second reading of that. We had a resolution the council approved as it pertains to stop signs. They're going to remove a stop sign on 10th Avenue and add one on 10th a little farther down, and then one on Jefferson. Approved a resolution for a replat of some lots out behind Twin Valley Tire. Approved the hiring of Jeremy Breon as a part-time airport maintenance person, and then approved change order on the water supply project for the wells in the amount of $97,000. They had to do some power modifications out there at the wells. They're working on that. Our discussion items, we had an update to our employee handbook for our drug and alcohol abuse policy, just some definitions in there. And then the council had discussion about closing Jefferson Street out south of the school there and through the new addition. And that's not quite, it was paved here about a month ago and not quite up to snuff yet. We want to keep that closed during the winter, so we're going to put up some signs and keep that new stretch of street closed until next spring. That wrapped everything up for last night.
So, obviously, the water situation continues to be an issue. I still hear people questioning why the water is the way it is. Obviously, that seems to be a lot of the time taken up, and what you hear a lot of is still the water issues.
Yeah, and we did, and then the council had a good discussion on it. It's not like it's a surprise to us that we're just hearing that the water's bad. And I talked to a business owner the other day, and he showed me pictures of the filters out of his coffee machine. And I fully understand, the council understands the issues. And it's really kind of strange where it is. At my house, it's fine. One of the other council people, they said they don't have any issue with it. And one of the residents that was at the meeting is like a block and a half away from that residence. So it's really kind of strange how it's been, in different areas of town. City Administrator Pendergrass is down on South Biola and he sees it down there occasionally, but, it's been since, I want to say about probably 14 or 15 months since we got the water tank redone out there, and it hasn't come back around to be the quality that we had before. One of the things to note is that typically through the summer, when we have rain, the city has two sources of water. We have three well areas and then a spring. And the spring supplements the well water, and the well water is typically more rusty. And now that it's been a little bit drier, we don't quite get the good even mixture of water, or the well water doesn't get diluted as much, which causes a problem. And then the other thing is our water consumption has been up, and typically we have some retention time in the system, meaning we pump the water in for the wells, and then it sits in the big blue above ground tank out west of town, and then goes into our underground storage west of town, and then gets pumped up to the water tower and distributed from there. And when it's dry, people are using a lot more water, and we don't get the retention or settling time to get all the rust and iron particles settled out. And so we're approaching it with a chemical that is going to start going in, and we'll get that, and hopefully you'll see a marked improvement here within the next month or so as that works its way into the system.
Have people asked you, well, is this drinking water safe?
Yes, and it's 100% safe. City Administrator Pendergrass and Public Works Director Keeley had a meeting with the Rural Water Association, State Rural Water Association, now probably 6 to 8 weeks ago, and that was the priority. You know, is the water still safe to drink? Yes, 100% safe, and then they tested some other things. They didn't know if there was some chemical that was making, that we typically add, that was making the situation worse, or what it was. And everything they tested was within the norms and how it was supposed to be. and the suggestion was to add this other chemical into it, go from one kind. It's the same kind, but they have different properties in it that keeps everything suspended a little bit more, and then it won't, you won't see the rust. It helps dissipate that. So hopefully that's the answer. You know, the last year, or a year and a half ago, the city received a $12.5 million low-interest grant for water projects, and we're right in phase one of that now with rehabbing of the wells. And there is some treatment stuff down the road, rehabbing things out at our intake plant. But, you know, unfortunately, it takes some time to get all that work done. The current project that they're on with the rehabbing of the wells is supposed to be completed next year in around June, and then we'll start on phase two of that. So it's going to take some time, but hopefully we can get things squared away with adding that extra chemical to the water now.
So you also brought up addition of stop signs, and we have talked, in episodes past about various yield signs and stop signs going up. What is there like a, do people like bring it to your attention? Is it concerned citizens? Is it the street department? What goes into adding or subtracting stop signs, yield signs, that sort of thing?
Yeah, it's some of all of that. People will ask or approach a council person with a request that, you know, why is that stop sign there? Is it really needed? And as things change and traffic patterns change and how people drive, we move things around. All the stop signs were addressed. Last night there are two on the end of Washington Drive and 10th Avenue, that are going to get eliminated, and then there'll be one added on the end of 10th Avenue and Jefferson, and then one coming from Jefferson the other way. So a lot of it has to do with, safety. You know, the police department will make recommendations, but it's all centered around safety and the traffic flow, and there's some spots in town where people can build up pretty good speed and be moving right along, and not everybody's paying attention, so we need to kind of do a couple things to get them slowed down to keep it safe, and especially out around the school area when kids are walking to school in the morning is probably our number one focus.
Absolutely. Mayor, want to wish you, your family, a very Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and we look forward to talking with you again in January, and best of luck getting those hobbies, and congratulations on your retirement. Well-earned and well-deserved.
Well, thank you, Jeff. Happy holidays to you and your family as well.